Hey, you guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash with producer Greg Carpenter. And for the next half hour or so, we're going to get reacquainted with our friends from Kennedy Krieger. First up, we have two guests in studio this morning. Erin Michael, she is the manager of patient advocacy and special programs at the International Center for Spinal Cord Injury with the Kennedy Krieger Institute. Erin, welcome to the studio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Did I get your last name right? It's not Michelle, it's Michael.
Michael, yes.
Okay, got that right. And I also learned from Jessica Gregg, your coworker, that you are a national and world champion power lifter.
Yes.
Which, if that weren't impressive enough, in addition to your day job, but you're also a breast cancer survivor.
Yep.
So inspiration is all around.
All around.
All around, for sure. And we welcome back to the studio Daryl Williams. He's the engagement specialist with Kennedy Krieger Institute. Daryl, good to see you again. We usually see you at Festival of Trees, and we're going to have you back again for that. But I always say when we have you on around the holidays, we also talk about all the things that Kennedy Krieger Institute does all year long. And I always think to myself, we should have them in another time to talk about all their other fun events, for instance, like Pickleball for All, which is coming up soon. And we're going to find out how people can get involved in that fully accessible tournament, which is coming up September 19th, which, Erin, I know is your huge wheelhouse. That's
something
I'm sure you're currently working on. We appreciate you taking time away from it to talk to us today. And Daryl, we'll get started. Just for those that might not be as familiar as everyone here with Kennedy Krieger, you know, talking about Kennedy Krieger Institute's mission and all the amazing work there that's being done.
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
Our mission at Kennedy Krieger is to transform the lives of children, youth, and adults with risk for disorders of the nervous system. Every day, our teams work with individuals and families facing a wide range of developmental and rehab challenges, helping people reach their full potential and live meaningful and independent lives.
It's a great mission, and that's exactly what you do every day, and it's incredible. And how does an event like Pickleball for All support Kennedy Krieger's patients, families, and programs in a really special, inclusive way?
Pickleball for All, which takes place September 19th, 9 to 7 p.m., Dill Dinker's Pickleball Club in White Marsh. It's much more than a sporting event. It directly supports our programs and helps individuals with disabilities stay active, build confidence, and again, participate in their communities. All of the funds raised help provide adaptive sport opportunities, scholarships, equipment, and access to activities that promote, again, health and independence. And the event raises awareness about abilities and accomplishments of our adaptive athletes, while also creating opportunities for their families, supporters, and the community abroad.
That's really wonderful. And why are the events that promote inclusion and accessibility, like Pickleball for All, is even in the name, too. I love it. It's perfect. And so how is that important to Kennedy Krieger's mission, too?
Well, you know, inclusion is just not something, you know, we talk about at Kennedy Krieger. It's something we believe. It's central to our mission, and it's something that we practice daily. We see about over 35,000 patients a year, and events like Pickleball for All create an environment where people of all abilities can participate. By bringing in adaptive and non-adaptive athletes onto the same court, we're helping break down barriers, challenge misconceptions, and just demonstrate what true accessibility look like and help those around our community and in our community thrive.
Yeah, and it's really truly for everyone. And what role do volunteers and community advocates play in supporting Kennedy Krieger's work? And is that something that you're actively looking for now or always, volunteers and advocates that can, you know, help out with your mission and cool events like this that raise awareness and funds for Kennedy Krieger?
Yes, so working in the engagement office, we're always looking for volunteers. But volunteers in the community are essential to our success. They extend the impact of where our mission can be felt and where the impact can be received. The time, the energy, passion, it helps create a meaningful experience, again, for our patients and family, while also strengthening the connection that Kennedy has to the community we serve. But simply put, opportunities and volunteering will always be a part of our mission and what drives our impact forward.
Absolutely. And is that something that people could find out after they listen to this conversation? Of course, they can find out more at kennedykrieger.org.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's tons of different Pickleball for All information is on kennedy.org, as well as other volunteer opportunities. If you want to get involved, there's always something going on and always a mission to support.
Absolutely. And you're also very active on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, always posting, always reaching people in every way that you can to get them involved. And, you know, I know you don't do it alone. That's for sure. How crucial are those sponsors and community partners in helping Kenny and Krieger continue providing services, programs, and resources for families?
To put on an event as large as Pickleball for All, it takes countless connectors and contributors, and our sponsors walk hand in hand with us. Being able to, again, extend the reach to not only the Kennedy community, but throughout Maryland and throughout, you know, the neighboring states, just to be able to partner. So they're imperative to our success. And we're thankful, again, for the many sponsors we have this year for Pickleball as well.
Absolutely. Do you want to name any of those?
I could name all of them.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Continental Realty Corporation, John Hopkins Credit Union, Per Mobile Foundation, and Ransom Research, as well as Jack's Small Engines, American Medical Equipment. Those are all of the different corporate sponsors we have this year. And again, we're incredibly thankful for them partnering with us.
Absolutely.
Again.
And I'm glad we mentioned them by name, because that's a huge contribution to the event and the organization. And I'd also kind of like, people are competitive in nature. So if anybody else hears their name, like, how do we hear our name next year?
Oh, I also forgot Becky Holspinger's physical therapy too.
Perfect. Yes. I'm so glad we didn't forget Becky.
No,
that's awesome.
Becky.
Yeah. And anybody in the future that wants to get involved, who do they contact for things like this? Is that all in your area?
All would be in our area in philanthropy. All of our information is listed on the KennedyKrieger.org website.
Wonderful. And we're listening to Daryl Williams, who's the engagement specialist with Kennedy Krieger. And a couple more questions before we get to Aaron and more about the event and stuff. But what impact does community support have on the work that Kennedy Krieger does every day?
You know, we've touched on it a little bit with the volunteers as well as the sponsorships, but community support is our foundation. Every donation, volunteer hour, event, participant contributes, all leads towards opportunities for our patients and families. You know, our number one stakeholder at Kennedy are our patients and the families and the people that we serve. And so the support of the community allows us to be able to do that, whether it's specialized care, expanded programs. I could go on a long list of different things, but the community support allows us, again, to keep our stakeholders, our patients and families at the primary forefront of our work.
Absolutely. And how can listeners get involved, you know, that are hopefully listening right now or maybe later on today's 1019.com, because we'll post this interview in case you're joining us in progress. You know, how can listeners that are listening hopefully support Kennedy Krieger or even participate in your future events? Of course, everyone's heard of Festival of Trees, and we'll talk about that at greater length when we get closer to holiday time. But, you know, how can they get involved generally?
Well, as I said before, there's always tons of ways to get involved. And people can participate in events like Pickleball for All, which, again, is September 19th at the Dill Dinkers Pickleball House. Volunteering their time, become a sponsor, charitable donations. Best place to learn more about events similar to Pickleball for All or all things Kennedy Krieger is KennedyKrieger.org. All events, information, and details can be found on our website. And we hope to see you either at the event on the 19th or at some of our events in the future.
Sounds wonderful. Daryl, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You do such an amazing job every day. We love having you back here, and also meeting Aaron Michael, Manager of Patient Advocacy and Special Programs, International Center for Spinal Cord Injury at Kennedy Krieger. So Aaron, tell us a little bit more about Kennedy Krieger's Pickleball for All event. And, you know, we know the when and the where it's taking place, but it's never a bad idea to repeat that again.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved based on, you know, explaining a little bit about what your role is at Kennedy Krieger and how this became, you know, your baby, so to speak.
My baby. Yeah. So Pickleball for All, September 19th, we are at Dill Dinkers in White Marsh, which shout out to them because they have been incredible partners in this journey. This will be our second year with this tournament. And as far as how I got involved, well, in my introduction, so I'm a lifelong athlete. And working with people with spinal cord injuries, it is always at the back of my mind, identifying wholly and fully as an athlete. You know, if the shoe were on the other foot, what would I do with that part of my identity if I found myself experiencing an injury? And it was adaptive sports.
Yeah.
The thing was, how do we get people into them? How do we introduce them to our patients? How do we get our patients involved? And one of the biggest limitations is the equipment that you need to be able to do it. Even to play pickleball, for example, the sports chair that allows you to play on the court, we're looking $3,000 to $4,000 for the chair. And that is not something that's covered by insurance.
Right.
It should be.
It's on the way to recovery, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it can go so much further. We have a hand cycling team, and a good starting hand cycle is $7,500. A really good hand cycle is we're looking at five figures. And so that's a really large gate to entry for somebody, especially someone who's gone through such a medical trauma. You know, there's already a lot on the table. There's already a lot on the plate. We're looking at, you know, all the medical bills and all, like, and then how do you even think about
something extra? Yes, it's true.
And so that's where Team Kennedy Krieger started, which is our kind of the adult side of our adaptive sports program. Just for the record, Kennedy Krieger also has a great, our very first adaptive sports program, which is mostly pediatric, the Bennett Blazers, Jerry and Gwenna Herman, shout out to them for being incredible. And then, so our Team Kennedy Krieger side is kind of more catered towards adults. Kennedy Krieger is a pediatric hospital, and as well as school systems, and but on our spinal cord injury program side, our outpatient is primarily adults. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And so how did we get the adults involved? So we started years ago, 2012, with hand cycling. And we've grown to include a lot more activities. But how do we support our athletes? So we need loaner equipment. So we have a fleet of hand cycles. We have sports chairs that can be used for wheelchair lacrosse or pickleball. We have, you know, we have scholarships that allow people to, that cover fees for different things. Like if people want to enter a race, or if they want to enter a tournament, or like, our lacrosse team is getting ready to go to nationals next month. And so we support them to go on that trip. And so all of that money has to come from somewhere.
Yes.
And that is our primary way of getting that that money is our annual fundraiser, and which for the last 2 years for Team Kennedy Krieger has been Pickleball for All.
That's incredible. And thank you for just bringing to our attention the amount of resources needed to even execute something like this in a patient's healing, and how that money just doesn't grow on trees.
No.
You know, I wish it did, because it would be a lot easier. We'd be talking about trees today.
Yes.
You know, but it's really important to know all that goes into it. And I love that adaptive sport, you know, spirit that really, really helps with healing overall, mentally and physically.
Yes.
Is it really everything, as you know, from your own recovery and your own, you know, career as someone who's been an athlete your whole life, you know, and imagining, and you're perfect person for your job, putting yourself in the place of someone who may have had a spinal cord injury and has that setback where they need to get back or as close to where they were as they can, or to be as independent as they can, or as healthy and as strong as they can, to have the best quality of life they can. So this is the best cause I can think of, honestly. And to get the attention of people who want to attend, what can they expect throughout the day, regardless of their level of expertise with pickleball or really anything else?
Yeah. So first, you do not have to have any experience. I played pickleball for the first time during our tournament last year.
Yay! That makes you feel better.
Yeah. So we have beginner and intermediate divisions. And then the day, as Daryl said, it kind of sounds like a long day, 9 to 7, but it's split in half. So our morning sessions will be doubles for gender doubles. So female and then male partners. And then in the afternoon, we have our mixed doubles, which we have mixed gender, so male, female, but then also our mixed abilities division. And that's the highlight of the day. So we have in that division, we can have either both athletes can have a disability, or we can have somebody with a disability and somebody without partnering on the court.
Yeah, that's cool.
The other nice thing is when you register with us, you also get free access to Pickleball 101 clinic with Dill Dinkers. And that will be the week before the tournament, which, shout out to Sabatino's, they will be providing a pasta dinner at that event.
Because you got to have carbs if you're going to be a pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sabatino's has been a partner with Team Kennedy Krieger for a long time, since the beginning, since 2012. And so we want to give them one of the biggest shout outs. Phil at Sabatino's is a great guy, and he loves supporting us, and so we love supporting him back. And so, yeah, pasta, pickleball, how can you go wrong?
Oh, thank you for mentioning him. That's really important. You can't do it without him.
Yeah.
And now, what made pickleball the right choice to bring the community together? I mean, it couldn't be more popular right now.
Yeah. Well, so that was one of the drivers. It was the popularity of pickleball. But so historically, Team Kennedy Krieger, our primary fundraiser has been a marathon and hand cycling. But the, you know, speaking of gates to entry, the gate to entry of that is a significant commitment to train for a marathon, let's say, and especially for our adaptive athletes. So needing a hand cycle and then committing to 26.2 miles with your arms, you know, for that, you start training in June and the race was in October. And so, as I said, our team started with hand cycling. We love our hand cyclists, and we continue to do marathons, and we continue to travel the East Coast to support our hand cycling team in marathons. But we wanted to open our fundraiser up to more people with less of a commitment. And so, you know, it's a lot easier to commit to half a day of playing pickleball and not needing any experience at all. And so we're just trying to touch more people and make more of an impact. And one of my favorite things about our fundraiser, whether it was the marathon or now pickleball, is that we do have our adaptive athletes and our non-adaptive athletes together, which is kind of a rare circumstance. And it allows everyone to see what the money is truly being raised for, and the direct impact that it has. You know, sport is such a, it allows it, you know, it's, we know the data is out there for everyone that sport is great for confidence and personal growth and the mentorship that comes from it. And what my favorite thing about adaptive sports really is, when the person with the newer disability, and just for the record, Pickleball for All is for people with all types of disabilities, not just spinal cord injuries. I know that's the department I'm in.
That's important. Yes.
Yeah. Somebody who is newer to a disability or newer to adaptive sports, with meeting somebody who has been in the game, pun intended, for a while, and learning from each other. There's, as a physical therapist, I can teach people a lot of things. I don't have the impact that someone who has already been through that has. And so we've had people on our different adaptive sports trips literally learn how to transfer, learn how to get in and out of a car, learn about adaptive driving and what the steps they need to take. And and just seeing, because when you have a new disability, the things that you see in front of you, there are so many people who tell you the things you're not going to ever do again, what you can't do, what you've lost. And adaptive sports bring you back to what you can do.
I love that.
What you will do, what you are capable of. And that is so important for someone's mental well-being and hope for the future. And that's all, that's what we want. We want everyone to see what their, you know, we say it all, the potential and what is out there for them. We don't want limitations. And the idea of people with disabilities and without being together, Daryl kind of hit on it, but yeah, the just getting rid of the stigmas and the, like, they're just people too.
Yeah.
And they are athletes. It's not some little fun thing that we're like, it's not some community service thing. They are actual athletes and they deserve to be on that court just as much as Daryl or I do.
Absolutely. So well said. So many important points to bring up. And oh my gosh, we have 5 minutes left. That's insane. Just to give everyone a heads up. But I love that, you know, beginners are welcome. You don't need the pickleball experience. This is accommodating the different skill levels, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And the event itself being fully accessible and welcoming for athletes of all abilities all under the same roof is huge.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for that. And if you can explain again what Team Kennedy Krieger is and how this event will help benefit the program. You mentioned, touched on a little bit about the adaptive equipment and the hand cycles and chairs and everything that you need to pull off something like this and how there's a price tag attached to that.
Yes. So, so Team Kennedy Krieger, we are all sorts of adaptive sports and recreation opportunities. We have everything. If you want to be competitive, we have hand cycling and wheelchair lacrosse. But then if you want to just come out and have fun for a day, we do adaptive skiing. We do bowling nights. We, partner with other organizations to bring we're going sailing with Downtown Sailing Center, and we're creating new opportunities all the time. Like pickleball is new for us, and we're going to continue partnering with Dildinkers to bring more pickleball clinics, and so we're constantly growing and evolving. What we do, the funds that we raise really go towards. We talked about the adaptive equipment, but then also supporting the ventures if people want to. Do these activities. We help with cost. We help with travel. So like I said, our lacrosse team is getting ready to go to Buffalo for nationals. We're supporting them in that trip with hotel and tournament fee and hand cycling. Same thing. We support the race registration and then hotel stays, depending on what cities we're going to. And then our more local events and our, like, if we're going skiing or we're doing bowling or we cover a majority of the cost of that event so that people can just come out and enjoy it, give it a try, see if they like it. The important thing for us really is the opportunity to introduce people to activities. And then if they truly learn to love it, we help them figure out how to continue to participate long term. But it's really, we want to open the door and allow people to try all different things and find what they truly love. Because I know I don't love every sport. I don't love every activity. And so neither does anyone else
right,
need
right.
to.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're passionate about everything, you're passionate about nothing, right? You have to have that thing that's like really your thing. You know, like for you, it's powerlifting and helping spinal cord patients, being an athlete, yourself. And whether that's adaptive athletes or athletes, that is such a, and I love how you kind of step aside a little bit though and say they can learn a lot from you as a physical therapist and with your background, but also seeing other patients in different stages of a spinal cord injury, for instance, in your area of expertise can really be inspiring. And it's more, they can open up more with each other because they understand what the other one's going through.
And there's so much life to live.
Yes. And focusing on what you can do and not what you can't do, because I don't want to hear any of that. I want to hear what people can do. Yeah. What they can accomplish and how they can participate. And it's so inspiring. And I hope everyone's inspired by hearing both of you today. And what do you hope both of you participants and spectators learn from seeing adaptive athletes take part in pickleball? It's so cool.
My biggest thing is that they can play and that you can welcome them to play with you. You don't have to be scared that they play the game just like the rest of us. And if you see someone, like, I want people to be comfortable welcoming them onto the court and playing the game with them.
Absolutely. And then how can listeners register, volunteer, or get involved with Pickleball for All? And Aaron or Daryl, either one of you, if you want to do the final push for how people can get involved, because if we could talk about it all day, but if we don't tell people how they can go, no one's coming.
So we have our website. It's kennedykrieger.org/foundation/pickleball-4-all. And I just want to give one more. New this year, we have a kids clinic. So kids can come out six to 16 years old, any ability, and learn the game. It's going to run tandem with the adult tournament. So you can be playing on the court and your kid can be learning the sport.
That's incredible. Thank you so much. Aaron Michael, Manager of Patient Advocacy and Special Programs, International Center for Spinal Cord Injury at Kennedy Krieger. Daryl Williams, you're the best engagement specialist, Kennedy Krieger. Thank you for making it fun and exciting and just really helping us understand exactly all that's going on at Kennedy Krieger and how the community can get involved. And we'll see you all at Pickleball for All, which is coming up September 19th at Dildinkers Pickleball Club, which is in White Marsh, one of your many partners, second annual. And for all you do, everyone can check out kennedykrieger.org for more information and also at today's1019.com. Thank you for listening to this production of Odyssey Baltimore.